Jeremiah.
Sorry about that, Jeremiah. It's Karen.
That's okay. Yeah, no problem,
so,
Karen.
What month did I not make? The only month that was in January, wasn't it? And that was because we had such bad weather here.
No, it was June. June, you only did 3,000 in sales, and then May, you only did 6,000. So it was two.
Do they not? Are they just counting the credit cards, or are they counting the whole kit and caboodle? Because I did much more than 3,000 and 6,000.
Yeah, no, it's just the credit cards. When we apply for the credit card program, they only look at the credit card transactions. I think that's when you started doing, like, pay cash or check. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's why it showed the decline in transactions. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to apply for that.
Is there any program that you could show the total income for the month? That is anything like that?
No, that was, I already did. Yeah, these are the programs that you got approved for. The smaller amounts are the only ones.
Oh, Lordy.
So, I mean, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get you, you know, what you wanted. But I do have those two small options for you. It's up to you. You know, you can sit on it and think about it. Pray on it and see what you want to do. I mean, if it helps you out in any way, you know, and it won't over leverage your business, if you can make money off of it, I recommend it. Also, if you know, I know you wanted to pay off one of them, or you know, a few of those credit cards, but if you could pay off at least one, you know, and be done with it, I'm sure it'll also help out.
God, I was hoping so much that would work. I figured they would look at the total income for the month. I didn't.
Yeah, no,
I didn't know they would look at that.
No, because that program was strictly on credit cards, so you have to be bringing in at least $10,000 a month.
And see, before I started doing this, that would have not been a problem at all.
Yeah.
Hmm.
If you want, what I can do, if you want to, you know, just so you can think about it more and read up on the terms and stuff, if you want to, if you send me a copy of your driver's license and voided check, I can give you the documents to the agreement just so you can review it. It doesn't obligate you to do anything, but kind of gives you, you know, the option there. If you want to fill them out and send them back, we can start the process and getting you those funds. If not, it's okay. I understand.
And you don't know of anything else?
No, my best suggestion here, just kind of what I'm seeing, is if we, you know, like I said, start off a small program and get
mm-hmm.
you into a bigger one. I know it's tough because you kind of got shafted from the other company, but I mean, like I said, I've been doing it for a while now, and it's something I've seen happen quite often, and I'm pretty confident we could do the same with yours by getting you some more money halfway through the term.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and
no worries.
And I'll be back in touch with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And if you come up with anything else, just let me know.
Absolutely, Karen. You know I will.
I wish how bad they would look at that whole thing, because it looks like they would if they were deducting it out of my checking account anyway.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'll keep trying. If something comes up, I'll keep you posted.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.